Welcome to Pardes Daily, where you get your daily dose of Torah with Pardes faculty. This week, Pardes is bringing Tu Bishvat to you. Let's dive in.
Hello, everyone. This is Michael Hatton in Jerusalem. And welcome back to our Pardes podcast series on Tu Bishvat. This is our final podcast in the series. And today we will be talking about trees as potent symbols in the Hebrew Bible for regeneration and hope. It's important to point out, as we celebrate Tu Bishvat, that Israel is one of the only countries in the world that has more trees today than it had a century ago. Since 1900, approximately 250 million trees have been planted in the land of Israel. When the state was declared in 1948, approximately 2% of Israel was covered in forest. This has now grown to about 8.5%. So in these environmentally conscious times, when it is hard to think of a situation that we can celebrate, we can be proud of the fact that Israel has accomplished what almost no other country has accomplished, to increase its forest cover rather than decrease it. We're going to begin our investigation in a rather unlikely place, the book of Job. In the book of Job, we are told of a man, Job, who suffers unjustly. His children, his possessions, his health, his friends are all taken away from him, though he is blameless. The text describes him as Tam V'Yashar, Yirei Elohim V'Sar Meira, whole and righteous, reverent of God, who desisted from evil. And when all of these tribulations befall him, Job cries out. His friends will try to comfort him, but in fact they will lay the blame at his feet. If Job suffers, it must be because he deserves to suffer. But Job protests. He knows that he is innocent. And as the story unfolds, his pleas become more and more desperate. In chapter 14, Job will meditate on the mortality of human beings. Man born of woman is short-lived and sated with trouble. Adam yelud isha kitzar yamim usava roges. He blossoms like a flower and withers. He vanishes like a shadow and does not endure. His days are determined. You know the number of his months, God. You have set him limits that he cannot pass. Turn away from him that he may be at ease, until like a hireling he finishes out his day. Job then turns to the tree as a symbol of something that can live on in spite of its seeming demise. Ki yesh la'etz tikva, im yikaret ve'od yachalif, v'yonakto lo techtal. There is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will renew itself. Its shoots will not cease. If its roots are old in the earth and its stump dies in the ground, at the scent of water it will bud and produce branches like a sapling. But mortals languish and die. Man expires. Where is he? In Job's mind, the tree represents the possibility of living on, even as it seems that the tree has died. Simply add water and the tree will come back to life. But once mortal man has passed from this plane, there is no return for him. So we have a contrast here. Much as we saw a contrast in Devarim chapter 20. Is a tree then like a man that will enter the city because of the siege? In Job's version, the question might be, how different is a tree from a man? Because a man is mortal, and when he dies forever. But a tree, even if it looks like it's dead, can be brought back to life as if by a miracle. The theme of a tree, symbolizing hope, restoration, and almost resurrection, is also indicated in a passage in Isaiah, a famous passage from chapter 11, a passage in which the prophet looks towards a brighter future, a messianic future, when the world will be repaired. Chapter 11 begins, "But a shoot shall grow out of the stump of Jesse, a twig shall sprout from his stalk. V'yatza choter migeza yishai, v'netzer misharashav yifre. The Spirit of the Lord shall alight upon him, a spirit of wisdom and insight, a spirit of counsel and valor, a spirit of devotion and reverence for the Lord. The wolf shall dwell with a lamb, the leopard lie down with a kid, the calf, the beast of prey, and the fatling together, with a little boy to herd them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion, like the ox, shall eat straw. A babe shall play over a viper's hole, and an infant pass his hand over an adder's den. Lo yareu v'lo yashchitu b'chol har kodshi, ki mala'a ha'aretz de'a et Adonai, kamayim layam mechasim. In all of my sacred mountain, nothing evil or vile shall be done, for the land shall be filled with devotion to the Lord as water covers the sea." In this vision of a brighter future, Isaiah speaks of a shoot growing out of the stump of Jesse and a twig sprouting from his stalk. The image is clear. Jesse represents the Davidic line. David was the son of Yishai. Malchut Beit David, the kingship of David, the house of David, the monarchy in ancient Israel, was eventually destroyed when the temple was destroyed by the Babylonians. And although the lineage continued, monarchy was not restored to the house of David. As it were, the tree was cut down and looked as if it could no longer come to life. But Isaiah sees a shoot growing out of that stump. Imagine a tree trunk cut down to the ground, and out of that seemingly dead stump emerges a small shoot, which slowly grows into a larger branch and eventually indicates that the tree has been revived. A twig shall sprout from his root, from his stalk, and the tree will come back to life. Essentially, what Isaiah is indicating is, although it seems that the temple is in ruins, and the house of David, that is to say, the monarchy of ancient Israel, the government and sovereignty have come to an end, they will, in fact, be restored, and it will be a miraculous sight. As if Job's tree, so to speak, seemingly dead in the earth, can sprout once again and return to life. Isaiah's vision continues with a messianic tone. In his mind's eye, he sees the predators lying down with their prey and living in peace, the wolf and the lamb, the leopard and the kid, the calf and the beast of prey, the cow and the bear. The lion will eat straw, and the babe shall play over the viper's hole. There is a fascinating debate between Maimonides on the one hand and Nachmanides on the other. Maimonides understands that Isaiah is speaking in metaphorical terms. The predator and the prey is none other than the strong nations that prey on the weaker ones, the oppressors and the oppressed, or the way the Rambam understands it, the people of Israel in exile who suffer oppression at the hands of the mighty empires, one day there will be reconciliation. Nachmanides, who is more of a mystic, understands this as a supernatural vision, as if the very nature of the carnivores will be transformed such that they will no longer prey on the herbivores, but will in fact alter their diet fundamentally in some sort of a messianic turn of events. Whichever route we take, it's clear that the vision represents some sort of an ideal, some sort of a brighter future, some sort of an incredible vision of repair and restoration in which the world is restored to its pristine state. And the vision begins with a tree coming back to life. In a portentous comment on Isaiah's vision of the shoot growing out of the stump, Rabbi David Kimchi, the great commentary of the 13th century, remarks, "The people of Israel have been exiled from their land for many, many years. The kingship has ceased, as if the tree has been cut down. Nevertheless, the stump and the roots have remained, and so does the hope that one day that stump will come back to life. From the root of Jesse and from that trunk, a sprout will grow. A king will yet arise over Israel as at the beginning, and even more than it was." We'd like to conclude our series with another passage also from Isaiah, this time from chapter 65. Towards the end of the book, Isaiah sees what he calls a new heaven and a new earth. Complete restoration of the world. And the tree figures prominently as a symbol of that restoration. "Rejoice forever in what I am creating, for I shall create Jerusalem as a joy and her people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in her people. Never again shall be heard there the sounds of weeping or wailing. They shall build houses and dwell in them. They shall plant vineyards and enjoy their fruit. They shall not build for others to dwell in or plant for others to enjoy, for the days of my people shall be as long as the days of a tree. My chosen ones shall outlive the work of their hands." And in the original Hebrew, "Lo yigularik v'lo yildula behala, lo yivnu v'acher yeshev, lo yit'u v'acher yochel, ki chimei ha'etz yimei ami, u'ma'asei edehem yivalu b'chirai." The days of my people shall be as long as the days of a tree. Once again, the tree returns as a symbol of longevity, a symbol of a future, a symbol of restoration. Happy Tu B'Shvat.
Thank you to our Pardes faculty, and a big thanks to you, our learners. Make sure to check back in every day to stay on track with your learning, and visit www.pardes.org.il for more information about other ways to learn with Pardes.